This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city within a 24-hour period. The Russian Defense Ministry said five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Vladimir Putin called it a terrorist act by Kyiv. The Moscow mayor said the attack caused insignificant damage to several buildings, and the regional governor said some of the drones were shot down on approach to Moscow. U.S. officials say a military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. The drone ammunition comes as new attacks by unmanned aircraft targeted Moscow. There's been no suggestion the U.S. made drones or munitions were used in recent attacks on Moscow. And U.S. officials have repeatedly said that Ukraine has agreed not to use any American-provided weapons for attacks on Russian soil. The Kremlin blamed Kyiv for Tuesday's attack, but Ukrainian officials had no direct comment. The U.S. officials spoke on condition of anonymity. The U.N. nuclear chief says that the world is fortunate a nuclear accident has not happened in Ukraine and is asking Moscow and Kyiv to commit to preventing an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant and make other pledges to avoid the danger of a catastrophic incident. Rafael Grossi told the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday that we're rolling a dice, and if this continues and one day our luck will run out, he said avoiding a nuclear attack or accident is possible if five principles are observed. This is VOA News. North Korea said its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. It's an apparent embarrassment to leader Kim Jong-un over his push to boost his military capability and the protracted security tensions with the United States and South Korea. The statement said the rocket carrying the satellite crashed into the waters off the Korean Peninsula's western coast after it lost thrust following the separation of its first and second stages. It said scientists were examining the cause. South Korea's military said that the rocket had an abnormal flight before it fell in the waters, and a Japanese official said no object was believed to have reached the space. The North Korean launch had prompted brief evacuation orders in South Korea and Japan. A divided UN Security Council has extended an arms embargo on South Sudan over protests from the world's newest nation and abstentions from Russia, China, and the Council's three African nations sympathetic to its demands that sanctions be lifted. The 10-0 vote with five abstentions on the U.S. Drafted resolution was the same as the vote in the previous sanctions resolution adopted last May. The resolution welcomes encouraging developments and implementing some elements of a fragile 2018 power-sharing agreement, including completing the first phase of training and graduation of a unified force, but it's expressing concern over continued intensification of violence prolonging the political, security, economic, and humanitarian crisis in most parts of the country. NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs. There left 30 international soldiers wounded. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. Stoltenberg made the announcement Tuesday in Oslo after talks with the Norwegian Prime Minister. NATO-led peacekeeping mission known as K4 currently consists of almost 3,800 troops. The United Nations says that for the first time in serious 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress. The world body says Tuesday that a staggering 15.3 million, nearly 70% of the population, need humanitarian aid. A UN appeal for $5.4 billion to help over 14 million people in Syria is less than 10% funded, and the UN World Food Program has warned that without additional money, 2.5 million people are at risk of losing food or cash assistance from July. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.